I'm Jen Page.
I'm John Curtis.
And this is the Nerd Couple Show. Because you know how to love me like a nerd. Good morning, nerds. Who's here with us so far?
What's up?
Jenna's in the car. She made it.
You said you were going to make it. You made it.
Yeah, don't watch the soccer game. No, watch us.
I fully support the soccer game.
I knew. I was like going to say he'd rather be at the soccer game. happy pumpkin spice season, or in Harley's case, happy sugar cookie frappuccino season.
You know how stupid I am?
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
I was like, is pumpkin seasonal? Remember when I asked you that?
Oh, yeah, because I love getting pumpkin muffins at Starbucks. Like, he's like, you know, why are you getting them so much? Because they're only here for like 2 months.
And then I was like, but you can get canned pumpkins year round. Not quite putting it together.
Good morning, Summer and Kayla. Thank you for joining us. On today's episode, we're going to poll you on Christmas card ideas for our family.
We're going to talk about your submitted nerd topics.
And find out which 2021 nerd commercial was your favorite.
Ooh.
Okay. So to start off, while we get into our stuff, you know, we always like to give you a little audience question to get the ball rolling.
Can I start? I'm pulling a fast one on you.
Oh God.
This will be really quick though. Okay. I promise.
It's never good when he goes off script.
Without looking at your computer, or your phone, do not Google the answer. Okay. I want you to give me the next lyric to this song. Okay.
Oh my God.
This is a Willie Nelson song.
No.
It's very popular.
Stop. Before you do that. Why don't we put that in the proper part of the show so we could actually ask the audience to do their game while we get into our stuff. That actually belongs in the part where, like, update what the nerds are doing. I told you, it's never good when he goes off script.
Off script. Rogue.
Okay, actual audience question.
All right.
So before you're confused, ignore all that happened. Blah, blah, blah. Your audience question is, if you could stuff a turkey with anything non-traditional, what would it be?
For instance, I said M&Ms.
He did, and I was instantly grossed out.
But you know, it would be really funny if you stuffed your turkey with M&Ms.
No.
You take it out of the oven, it looks like it's a pooping.
No, not okay. Nope. If I could stuff a turkey with anything non-traditional, I would stuff it with, I mean, could I stuff it with, what would go good with turkey that no one's ever thought about? Like, we saw these recipes where you stuff it like with apples and onions or, you know, everybody does stuffing. But what
but
is
that's
something,
traditional.
I know, what is something non-traditional?
Hey, Midnight, what's
Could
going
I
on?
Could I stuff it with pie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna says gross, John, by the way.
I mean, you like turkeys. You like M&Ms.
Okay. So, yes, PG, please, Midnight. Please, PG.
Wait. Now I'm curious. What is a non-PG answer to that question?
No.
Don't answer that question.
Do not answer that question. It's the family show. Okay.
Just type
John
it in
Curtis,
the just type it in the comments.
While they're, don't encourage that behavior.
All right.
Or you're going to be kicked off the show. I have another nerd in the garage. I could just bring her in.
Oh, she's literally here, but she's not being cut away to this time.
Okay. So you wanted to get into your, like, what have you been doing this week?
Yes. Oh, can I do it now?
Yes. Now
okay.
You can do it.
Guys. All right. Without looking.
And I think it's really stupid.
Without looking up the answer on Google. Type out the next lyric to this song. It's a Willie Nelson song. It goes like this. On the road again. Now type in the next lyric. I'm just curious. Because this will lead into something. Please.
Yeah, and to him being wrong.
No, I know. I just want to know if they fall into the same thing that I did.
The same wrongness?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I know. I think they might.
But once they do, can I tell them how terribly wrong you are?
Yeah.
I have the actual lyrics here, so I can confirm.
No, I can confirm too.
Because we had it. We'll tell him.
We'll tell the story.
So on your pooping turkey, Maria says, actually belly laughed with the visual of a pooping turkey.
See, the M&Ms are coming out.
The Curtis's are weird.
You know, the two legs in the back
Summer
of the turkey.
Says,
and then
don't mess with tradition, y'all. But what fun is that?
What if it's a new tradition?
I would just stuff mine with mashed potatoes.
That's actually a pretty interesting
I'm sure
idea.
People do that.
Do they? I don't know if anybody's ever thought of that. I mean, that's non-traditional.
The gravy for your mashed potatoes is made with the turkey juice anyway.
Okay, so audience questions are audience answers to your question are
yes.
coming in.
All right.
So you sing the first lyric that you want them to follow.
On the road again.
And then Summer says, I just can't wait to get on the road again. Kayla, I just can't wait to get on the road again. Maria says, starting off the show hating on John early this time. Is that me? Because, yeah. I mean, that's the whole show is about, is me hating on John the whole time, isn't it?
It's a dynamic.
So, basically, you're the only dummy.
Yeah, so this is what happened. I was auditioning for a Skechers commercial.
You're not supposed to tell people what you're auditioning for.
Oh, why?
It's just bad etiquette.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, gross.
Okay.
It's like name dropping.
Skechers?
It'd be different if you got the commercial.
Skechers ain't exactly like the Gucci of the shoe world. Anyway.
We get these, like, he's constantly going, I give everything over to you for acting stuff. I trust everything you say to me. And then he argues with me every day about it.
How many times do I name drop a audition?
This is a new piece of information I'm giving you and you're arguing with it.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, I auditioned for this really high-end brand shoe.
It's still disgusting when you do that. Just say, I auditioned for something. It was a fun commercial.
It was a fun commercial where I had to run and sing this song. And so take after take, with the help of this one, I would sing on the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
And he kept saying, but before he did the commercial, he kept saying back before he had the lyrics. And I was like, it's not back. And we had a whole thing where he was like, yes, it is back. And he had to prove me wrong. And then, of course, he was wrong.
Yeah. But then I couldn't stop saying it incorrectly. It was like that Joey doing a bad audition in Friends.
It took us like a half hour, 45 minutes to do a 1 minute audition.
Yeah. Because I kept saying, just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Oh, man.
Why not just look up the lyrics before?
No, he had the
lyrics. I had the lyrics.
And he knew it down cold until we hit record.
Yeah, like I was singing it correctly every time that wasn't running. And then the first time I got it right, you accidentally didn't record it.
No, I recorded. I didn't record the last one that you actually got when it was really good. It was a good take. But actually, you had better takes after anyway, yeah. So I'm glad we redid it.
Anyway, thank you for indulging me. what the nerd saying?
We also wanted to, you had a debate question on Christmas decorations.
Yes, everyone. You're sitting at home right now and you're looking at your house decorations. Do they include Christmas decorations in your house? What is too early for Christmas decorations? Please tell me, nerds.
If he keeps this up, I'm going to be decorating in like June.
Because in this household, the Christmas decorations are up.
They're so cute.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he's also like, you're right. They make me happy.
No, I even used the word begrudgingly, said, okay, they're kind of cool. And I guess her rationale is if the longer you have them up, wait.
No, you actually found a meme that backed up someone posted that backed up my thing, which is, it's a lot of work to decorate for Christmas, as I know Nerd Summer knows. Because she goes way out. So it's like, I want to make sure that I have more than just 25 days of.
Well, now we have 60 days.
But also, it's been a kind of crappy 2 years. So a little bit of sunshine and bright, 2 years. If we count the previous political season, crappy 4+ years.
So it's never too early, too much. Like you get tired of it.
So Summer says, child, I could keep them up all year if I would, 100. I do think that if you keep them up all year, it wouldn't be special. So I do agree that it's a certain time frame, but we love Halloween. So like, it's like, okay, Halloween's over. Now we get to have Christmas season. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we feel. Adrian says, there's no time restriction for anything that brings you joy. I love it.
Oh,
and Chris Edgar is banned from our show.
Why?
Anytime before the actual Christmas day.
Who decorates on Christmas day?
I like it, Chris. I like it.
That's ridiculous.
So we tried it your way once. We'll try Chris's way next year.
Okay, but you're doing all the decorations yourself, and then you're putting them all away.
Put them all up. Take them all down.
Put them all up. What's the song? It's like in my head. All right, let's move on to things. We have more audience questions. We have so many questions for you guys today. So every year, Harley is like, we need to do a Christmas-themed nerd photo. And every year, we think of a bunch of ideas, and we don't really commit because we don't really love any of the ideas. So the nerds who know us, you've got us, and then you've got Harley, who is 18 and a little darker in personality. And
you should see the facial expressions going on across the table right now.
I'm smiling at you.
Oh,
and because she knows I'm
skeptical.
Right. And so we're just trying to think of a family photo Christmas theme.
Yeah.
For like a Christmas card. Now, my friend Andrew Bowen does amazing. Like, we're never going to catch up to what he does. I mean, they've done some really crazy, outlandish Christmas card photos with his family, like Back to the Future and like just full out like effects and like.
If we were going to do Back to the Future, who would be what?
I think Harley would have to be Marty.
I think
you'd have to be Doc.
I set myself up for that. Wouldn't it be funny if she was Doc and you were Marty and I was
Can I be the
Biff?
DeLorean?
the DeLorean would be so cool with like the doors up behind you on your back. That'd be a cool costume for Halloween.
Well, while they give us, while we wait for nerds to come up with some interesting answers, but think of some other themes. I like that idea. Like, what would we be in those themes?
Yeah.
Kayla says, I know I used to always get annoyed when people had Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving, but now I'm starting turning into that person. So high key might put them up this weekend. You should. It's
Do it,
happiness.
Kayla. Do it. This is your subconscious.
Summer says, I have themes, so I would just take down one theme and put up another. I love it. What's another like we've talked about Star Wars and like the sort of like Han, Leia, Kylo, which would
right.
work, but it seems like too
overdone.
Obvious
yeah.
or something.
We need something a little surprising.
You MSTK.
That would be a tough costume to pull off though.
It'd be fun though.
But if we got Gizmonic jumpsuits. Gizmonic Institute jumpsuits.
Well, why wouldn't we do them like with just the back shadows of us and one of us? We have like the bots and Jonah or Joel, however.
Ooh. Okay.
And then on the screen could be some kind of Merry Christmas.
I think Crow is too hard to pull off, but I think we could pull off a Tom Servo costume.
Maybe so.
I could dress in a really fabulous gold costume. Be that one guy.
Crow.
There you go.
I like it.
That's true. You don't have to actually look like them. You just have to have the essence of them.
Intimate.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like Adrian's way of thinking. She says, drop Wednesday Adams into Elf.
Oh.
So you be Buddy. I be Zoe Deschanel. She be Wednesday.
I'm too grumpy for Buddy.
You really are.
I would be the worst Buddy.
Grumpster.
You just said you would stuff your turkey with M&Ms.
That's true. That's very
you cannot
Buddy the
tell
elf.
Me that that's not Buddy the Elf.
Because Buddy thinks it looks like poop?
No, because he wants the sweet things. All right, move on. I got to find what I want to talk about here. So, go ahead.
Because you know how to love me like a nerd.
We polled you guys.
No, you did not. Would you just let me please? No.
Oh, number 6.
My God. Let me run the show. You just go for the ride.
We went on a haunted hayride.
You can't be. It's like it's a director actor dynamic. Just let that be. If you just let that be our whole life, we get along a lot better.
You just gotta let me have another take.
Oh, I have lots of takes all the time. Like, you wanna try that again? Let's get another read on that. thanks, Jenna, for stopping by. Though, love you.
Thank
Jenna
you.
Has to take off.
Go win that soccer game.
Okay, so this guy Tony Benz wrote this really long, really well-written Facebook post that I can post on our group after this. I highlighted some sections I want to read to talk about, but the whole thing is really good, and I would say go back and read it.
Okay,
because it's pretty fascinating.
What's the gist?
So I'm gonna just read you the highlighted part. So So the wife and I watched a Disney live action Mulan last night. She really liked it. I didn't. Some nice fight choreography, but on the whole, meh. She literally had to tell me to put my phone down at one point. My issue with it, apart from turning chi back into the force and literally stealing lines out of Star Wars, was unlike the original. Mulan was fully complete, a magical martial arts expert who kicks arrows out of midair from the start. She didn't work to earn her powers. She was just flawless going in. This is what makes, this is what a many a neck bearded internet pundit calls a Mary Sue. Okay, so far, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. He goes on to finish, Mary Sue is not a term I like. It feels inherently dismissive, condescending, and sexist. After a lot of these guys complain about a female protagonist like Ray being too invincible from the start and will breathlessly explain why John Wick is the greatest action hero of all time. But I felt myself really starting to agree. Mulan didn't train for her powers as she just had them. As a screenwriter, that feels wrong to me. I started to feel like, bleh, maybe these guys were actually onto something. And then he says, here's what I really want to talk about. The hero's journey fantasy for men is always starting at the bottom and coming into your own. So you are the complete badass at the end. The hero's journey fantasy for women is to be acknowledged for the power they already possess. So it's no surprise that the female power fantasy often centers around the ability recognized that they already have rather than having to acquire the ability in the first place. And then the final part, which is the problematic part of all of nerd culture in my mind, is the fanboy community is they can't handle the idea of someone might make a comic book movie that isn't for them. They get online and rant about alienating the fans, review bomb Rotten Tomatoes, but in reality, it's like they are little boys who want to take their action figures away from their little sister because she isn't playing with them right. Well, the little sister's playing with them based on her own feelings, experiences, and desires. She isn't playing with them for you. She's playing with them for her. Again, this is really long and really detailed, and I love it a lot, but I wanted to bring that up on the show because we've kind of touched on this before where, like, Rey is my favorite Star Wars character ever made, and guys will just crap all over that.
They do. It's nice hearing one articulation of why guys would crap on that. However, with the premise of the Mulan thing, I thought a character like in the remake, especially, she's not a fully realized powerful person in the beginning. She has to come into her own and like start believing in herself, if I remember correctly, right?
Did we watch the movie?
We did.
That's how much I remember.
I liked it, but I also thought she had to earn her powers.
But I don't want to talk about Mulan specifically. Okay. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, no,
like,
I really like
I actually got chills when he said the thing about women's hero's journey is about being recognized for the power they already own. Like that actually makes me like teary eyed because it's so true. Like I remember watching Wonder Woman and when she goes across No Man's Land and tearing up, and like when the women in Wakanda were doing the car chase, tearing up during a car chase. And it's because we women want to be recognized for the power we already own. And every day in society, it's like beat down, trying to fight for what's ours. Like even in the stuff I'm negotiating contracts for right now for one of our projects, it's like, I feel like a dude would not be going through what I'm going through.
Yeah. I mean, we got a ways to go still for equality.
So what is the solution to that? Is there a solution to that?
I think people just need to be a little more accepting of different creative, like different gender dynamics within the creative world of movie making and film and TV.
Does that ever happen? Is that going to be like, we'll never see it in our lifetime, but.
It's coming around. I mean, the more the market, like. There's a lot of content that is always coming out, just tons and tons, more networks, more content, more TV shows, more everything. And we can see like this it's starting to expand. You're starting to see more, you know, female or, you know,
well, what happened the minute they announced, what's that Rogue One? Is that the movie? Then the middle, the random movie,
the Rogue One. Yeah.
Like, oh, not another movie starring a woman. Like, oh, we boys need to have our hero. Like, we don't it's all women now. Like,
well, no, people, like men especially, loved Rogue One.
Afterwards. It's talking about when previews come out. A preview comes out, there's like, it's a woman lead. Guys cry and complain about it.
I mean, it's the internet. People are going to whine and complain whenever they get a chance. The internet is a dark, dark place.
But I also think that you need to not dismiss it just because it's the internet. I think that we need to start recognizing that the internet is a problem and it's helping the problem grow and spread like wildfire.
Yeah. So on the one hand, you have a place where you can communicate with a larger piece of the population. And at the same time, you're realizing a larger part of that part of the population is still stuck in the 50s.
Well, also, they have that internet like anonymity, so they can say whatever things that they wouldn't normally say. But I actually think that anonymity is starting to go out into the real world and people are becoming worse humans in some ways.
Yeah.
I just saw that YouTube is going to remove the dislike buttons, which we already don't put those up on our page because like I just think it's stupid, but they're going to remove it. And the reasoning is they're trying to make the community less about you know, like they're trying to make it a more positive community right. experience.
They're only taking out the dislike button.
Oh, they're keeping the like button?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were just hiding it. Like they're going to have the like, dislike, but they're only hiding. Only we could see it on our side.
Mm-mm.
I think Instagram you're wrong.
Did Instagram did that.
Oh, okay.
Summer says, go Harley. That's right. Producer Harley. But no one's just ugh. All right. So now you can go on to the next.
We polled you guys. We polled you guys about which commercial out of the six we've aired in the last two episodes was your favorite. And you gave us three winners.
You did. And so commercial, third place.
Third place.
Jerry McLeod will get you your money.
Have you or a friend been injured on the job while caught between the Avengers and the baddies? If so, you might be entitled to thousands of dollars. Don't let these unnatural disasters get the best of you. Take it from me, former agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., Jerry McLeod. I know firsthand what it's like cleaning up an Avenger-sized mess. So if you've been eye-lasered, Hulk-smashed, Thor-lightninged, anything short of this, then the Avengers owe you money. Tony Stark has some deep pockets. Pepper Potts has some deep pockets, and you deserve compensation. The Avengers might fight for your freedom, but I'll fight for you.
I don't know.
But I'll fight for you.
Jerry McLeod didn't give me any money.
Ah.
Guys, there's, we want to share, like, this. Have you guys seen this game?
Blockbuster Video. It's in, like, what a difference.
It's in a VHS case. It's so cool. And so there is a cool little cute board game, which is, you know, looks like a VHS. It opens up into a board game. And I like the little cute Blockbuster sign that you actually set up on the board game while you play. But I thought it'd be fun just to, so one of the things about this game is there's a head-to-head part of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's like heads up. Like you have different cards and you have to try to get people to guess things by using movie quotes or acting it out or whatever without saying the name. But I want to do just one head-to-head with John.
Okay.
And whichever one of us loses.
Birdie bot.
Has to eat a birdie bot. Randomly.
I'm hoping it's you.
Don't wanna I'm going to just pull out some and let you pick a card. I'm going to mix them up because I don't want to pick the one we practiced on.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Tell us what it is.
Ooh, it's a good one. Okay, so basically the premise of the game is...
I just said the premise of the game.
Movies
movies
with a dragon.
Do I
go first?
Go. Hey, why is this not working? Is it suddenly not going to work now that we're here on there? Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Never Ending Story.
How to Train Your Dragon. Is that a dragon?
Yeah, and let's say that goes for all the dragon movies, right? Okay.
This is a hard one.
Dragon Slayer.
Pete's Dragon.
What? What is that?
How do you not know Pete's Dragon?
Oh, Pete's. I thought you said Peach Dragon, as in like Apple Dragon. Dragon movies.
Waste your time.
Dungeons and Dragons.
You didn't even see that movie and there was no dragons.
If there was a dragon.
And then I'm going to say Mortal Kombat because there's a dragon in it.
Well, actually, there is a dragon in that movie. Oh, which means there's also a dragon in Spirited Away.
Is Moulin Rouge. Mulan has a dragon, right?
Yep.
Shoot. Oh my God.
Can't
stop.
Let audience
stop.
Don't help him.
Tell me
don't help him.
Oh my God. I'm. Wait. Oh my God. Wait.
Might I say.
That is the biggest choke job I've ever done.
No. Both
oh
of you
my
choked.
God. Damn.
Neither of you said Harry Potter.
Star Wars has a crate dragon.
I win. Close your eyes.
No.
Pick it out. Pick a really gross one.
Maybe it's M&M's and turkey.
You have the flavor.
Did you step on your fingers all over it? Apparently it's not a gross one because he's not making gross faces.
Like a lemon.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That could have been earwax.
I would have preferred it. Fine. Moving on.
Did we get a lot of answers?
No, Kayla's just giving us crap because we didn't say Harry Potter.
I can't believe I choked like that. Wow.
But that's a hard, I think the dragon was a hard one. I'm surprised
that's
we got as many as we did.
I like it.
Oh, second place, nerd commercial. This is your second place favorite because, once again, you guys like to get your money. The blaster is going to get you your money.
Have you or a friend been injured on the job while fighting rebel scum? If so, you might be entitled to thousands of Imperial credits. Feeling like just a number? Take it from me, TK5106. The blaster! I know firsthand what it's like to be on the losing end of a proton torpedo. So if you've been blown up, lightsabered, beaten up by a Wookiee, the Empire owes you money.
Ouch.
Don't feel like you have to ask the Emperor himself for compensation. Leave that to me. The blaster, and I never miss.
I think you should eat this one.
No, nope. No. Not gonna do it. Nope.
Mm-mm. That won't be that bad. Nope. Black pepper.
No, I don't. I don't like it. You can eat it though. Let's see your reaction.
I won the game.
I'll do one,
but you're not on camera. But we'll do it anyway.
I love the blaster.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I've never gotten a bad one.
That's definitely anything gray is there? Not a good one.
It's gonna be black pepper.
I'll eat a tutti frutti.
What? You get a tutti frutti? I want the tutti frutti.
It's black pepper, but it's not that bad.
Okay, so Nerd Kayla gave us a great idea. Instead of a predictive text game,
okay,
gonna ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
Ooh, I want to play.
Of course, this is what it's for.
Okay. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. M&M's in the turkey.
I accidentally stuffed grandma.
What? Oh, that's really dark.
Hey, I ruined Thanksgiving.
Really dark meat.
Harley, I know you got something dark.
It's not dark. It's just, I know it'll ruin our Thanksgiving if we went with our family.
Uh-huh.
I voted for Biden.
We're staying away.
Wait, how to ruin Thanksgiving? I ate with family. Come on, nerds, what you got?
Ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
What's another one? There's no more food. I forgot to cook. Man, there's lots of ways you can ruin Thanksgiving. Although, just as a side note, I actually don't believe in Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is a disgusting holiday. It's based on a disgusting reason. I do not celebrate Thanksgiving. I want to make that clear why we're ruining Thanksgiving. I have a way to ruin Thanksgiving.
That's part of the reason the Christmas decorations go up so early.
Another way you can ruin Thanksgiving. Oh, I know. The Pilgrims already did. What?
Oh!
Pilgrims already did.
I like it. Still, the holiday, because it's a time to get together with family.
Why don't you just get together with family anytime?
Because this time it's about turkey and family.
That's exactly my point. It's two things. It's a reminder of like a basically of ruining of many, many Native lives. And two, it's about gluttony.
But it forces you to hang out with your family.
That's also a negative.
Yeah, you shouldn't be forced to hang out with family.
Really, really sad our nerds aren't coming up with any 4 words to ruin Thanksgiving. Kayla says, yes, I completely feel you, Jen. That's why I'm succumbing to the Christmas magic earlier and earlier every year.
We got to fix that. I can't keep doing this.
Well, there's nothing there. What do you want?
I know.
Okay, moving on. Hopefully the nerds come up with some fun stuff.
Nerd couple.
I know there's like a delay from us to them, so it's always, you never know. All right, finally, our commercial voted favorite by you guys is the Blaster School for Stormtroopers.
TK5106 here, the Blaster. I know how hard it is to become a top-notch marksman in the Galactic Empire. That's why I started Blaster Master. A school for advanced weapon training for stormtroopers that want that extra edge.
I used to miss the broadside of a Star Destroyer. Now I only miss by a little. After taking the Master Blaster course taught by TK5106,
the Blaster,
I was able to shoot Luke Skywalker's aunt and uncle.
Owen and Beru? More like, blown up and pew! Enroll today and aim for the stars.
Not sanctioned by the Galactic Empire. Certification lets the Jedi know to kill you first.
I'm actually impressed that you wrote that one.
Yeah.
And it's one of the rare things you wrote that I didn't tear up and call trash. Well, and look, thank you to Steve Richardson for those awesome stormtroopers.
Oh my God.
Such great delivery.
Literally the best part of the commercials is cutaways to him.
I love it. Man, those people really like the blaster guy, though.
They do. You know what?
Two of the top three spots.
We will. I'm going to write some more TK5106 spots.
Makes me happy because the set's already here. I got to take the camera anywhere.
I really hate that I wore the hat incorrectly in the first
one. Now you got to wear it that way always. I just think he's a dork and he wears his hat wrong.
Yeah, but he wears it right in the second one.
Okay, moving on. This is the Nerdy Newsweek. I think that was
twice
an accident,
the joy,
but it was hilarious. So our audience actually gave us some nerd topics, nerd news.
Really?
Yes. So you can put up Nerd Adrian's first comment. She says, we're less than a week away from Psych. This is Gus. I'm only going to read first part of that first because I want to show you a picture. So everybody knows Psych, the TV show.
From
it's
going to
have a movie. So they created this poster for their movie for this is Gus. This is their poster. What? And if you're just listening to the podcast, it's basically a complete ripoff of the This Is Us poster.
Oh, my God.
Which I actually have if you want to put that up, Harley, just to show the comparison for those watching.
Oh, my God. I love it.
We tried getting in Psych. I don't think it's that we didn't like it. It just seems so dated or so long ago or something.
But we got back into Community.
Yeah, but Community is quick, fast, funny, get out, get the next episode. So Psych's like an hour. It's not. It's a procedural.
It is a procedural.
Same.
You're right.
But I do think I would probably watch the movie without knowing
all
that.
And I had no idea there was a movie coming out. Thanks, Adrian.
Put Adrian back up because she had a second part of her question.
What?
La Brea got renewed. And she says, I think it's the first time a freshman show took off because of how bad it was.
Do we need to go back and see?
No.
I think we might have to watch a second episode just to see how,
No.
Okay.
You're on your own.
CGI tigers were so bad.
I didn't even care about the CGI. It was all around. It was just not. I don't get it.
A sinkhole in the middle of LA was the best part.
Nerd David has some news. He says, what about all the amazing Disney Plus Day news from today? Maybe the Willow TV series. So show the next picture. It's the Willow cast. And luckily, we still have Warwick Davis.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of people that I have never heard of. I'm sure they're from stuff. But good for them.
That is one of my bits of nerd news as well. And I will just piggyback on that and say that it is taking place a la The Force Awakens, 30 years after. So Warwick,
it makes sense because Warwick is not a younger dude.
That's right. Willow Wolfgood. It's, really sad though, because one of the favorite parts of the first movie was Mad Mardigan, played by Val Kilmer. And Mr. Val Kilmer can't do that anymore.
Maybe he could do it without too much dialogue, without any dialogue. Maybe there's he was in an accident.
I mean, give
the guy some work.
I know. We're going to see. I think he is in the upcoming new Top Gun movie. We'll see how that goes.
Nerd Katie.
Ooh, man, the nerds did give us good news.
She says, have we discussed Dune yet? To which I replied, do we have to?
I will.
Go for it.
You
did not love it.
Sort of liked it. So it was long.
He was fast-forwarding.
Fast-forwarded through a lot. But in the end, I'm like, okay, I got to see part 2. Okay, let's bring on the next part.
I don't get it. I feel like everybody who's posted about it on my socials has either really loved it and is like, you gotta go see an IMAX, it's so good, or they've been like, man, this was longer than reading the book.
It's funny because in the first Dune in the 80s, they fit everything into the first movie, and it's still cult classic, people love it.
Yeah, I think that now movies, they drag things out too much.
And that was already a 2-hour 35-minute movie. Just for part 1. Oof.
Nerd Midnight had a comment.
Midnight.
He says, the whole thing should be about Wheel of Time.
Oh, man. And I saw your reply, but we are going to so much talking about the Wheel of Time when that comes out.
It comes out this month. So in December, we'll have to talk about it. Unless you have a lot of words after the first episode, then we'll have to jump on for a quick.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be pretty emotional for me.
Yeah, he's gonna be emotional because like, this isn't what I wanted at all.
But you know how I feel with stuff like this. I'm gonna enjoy it so much, you know, because they're giving us, they don't have to give us this, but I'm getting it for free.
Is it based off a book? Subscription.
The Wheel of Time. I bought you the book. You haven't read.
Hello, Estella Mama. Thank you for joining. Right.
The series is the Wheel of Time series. The first book is called The Eye of the World.
His name comes from the book. Rand is from the book.
My gamer tag.
That's how much he loves it.
L.A. Rand. Los Angeles Rand. Randell 4.
Kayla, welcome to, 2020. What are we in 2021?
Does she not know about the Wheel of Time?
No, something else. So Kayla says, I just found out yesterday that Tatiana Maslany is going to be the She-Hulk, which I'm pumped for. Yeah, you're really late, but I'm glad you're pumped because she is awesome. Kayla was also late to the game watching Orphan Black. And it's, to me, it is offensive. If you're an actor, especially a female actor, and you've not watched Orphan Black, I'm offended.
She's good. She's really good in it. Check it out.
Kayla for not watching.
I will talk about a little more nerd news based on that.
Tanya has, our nerds are first.
Okay. Bring on the nerds.
One more nerd news from our fans or for our followers, from our nerds, what you want to call them. Nerd Tanya says the internet wants Matt Berry from In the Shadows to voice Garfield, not Chris Pratt.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the guy's voice because I only saw one episode of It from the Dark.
Well, here's my first thing. Why even Chris Pratt? It's such a boring, obvious choice. Like, despite all of his weird, like he's just somehow gotten weird. Despite that, like it's such a boring choice.
Do you remember the voice from the cartoon from the 80s?
It was much more like deep and sad, like almost yeah. like sad or bored.
I will always relate, like it's completely opposite of Chris Pratt. Yeah. So that's what I associate with Garfield. Lorenzo, I forget the guy's name who voiced him, but it was perfect. This AOD.
Adam Driver would be a funny choice.
I would definitely go with Adam Driver.
I just like, man, and he's also voicing some other big cartoon I'm forgetting. Do you remember what it was? And it's just like, why is everybody up his butt?
Adam Driver.
I will finish what you started, Odie.
Okay, so now what's your nerd news, babe?
Well, I'll talk about the She-Hulk again real quick, which is why I wanted to talk about it right after Kayla's thing. But Mark Ruffalo has signed on to that as well.
Okay.
So that will just...
spoiler alert. He's in the commercial. I don't watch commercials, so we've gone through this.
But it's nerd news, so it's elevating it to another level. More nerd news. Oh, Gal Gadot has signed on to play the Evil Queen in Disney's live action Snow White.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. This is what I'm talking about. Why do Hollywood just go, like, I love her. I think she's fantastic. She's not the Evil Queen. If anything, like, get more creative. Like, I think Angelina Jolie was a very creative idea for Maleficent. I liked her.
In the same way that I agree with you. But in the same way, that's why Gal Gadot's going to be just as good.
No, it's not, because Gal Gadot is too sweet and innocent in her energy.
So that's probably the main reason why she's doing this, first of all, because she's tired of seeing.
I just feel like it's going to be. I don't know.
Woman. I'm Wonder Woman. Now she's not, the Evil Queen.
No, I don't know. I hope it's not forced. It's going to feel forced. It's going to feel like she's putting on a role. You know how I feel about people putting on a role and not just being themselves.
Based on what you said, though, which is I can see it going that way, it would be a hard to root against her. Like, I'm rooting for the Evil Queen now because it's Gal Gadot.
That's for sure.
But they got, what's her face from West Side Story? You've seen the trailer.
No, I don't watch trailers.
Anyway.
Have we not established this on the show for 2 years?
She's unknown. I mean, West Side Story is her first movie.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's the lead of it. Anyway, she will be Snow White.
From the trailer, you can already tell she's going to be bad.
No, she looks.
Okay, but I'm confused. I mean, hey, I'm all about diverse casting. But wasn't Snow White about her being pasty white? I guess you can say.
Hey, Snow White's Puerto Rican now. Who cares?
I guess it's fine. I'm all about diverse casting. Go for it. Interesting. So do we all know that Paul Rudd was voted sexiest man alive for 2021?
That is some of my nerd news as well.
Photo one of the sexiest man alive. Woo! So Paul Rudd, Halloween with his daughter, who's dressed as the Wasp from Ant-Man and the Wasp. And he's dressed as
Weird Al Yankovic.
But check out this other photo.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Photo. Paul Rudd, 29 years ago. He looks better at 52 than he did at 29.
That's 52 for him? This That's son 52. Of a bitch, man. Paul Rudd, what kind of deal with the devil did you make?
That's the first sexiest man alive I've ever agreed with.
Really?
Yes. Deserves it.
What do you guys think of Paul Rudd as the sexiest man? I mean, some light kissing, maybe.
I don't have an opinion either way. I think that, like, you can't really say someone's the sex. I don't. I think Ryan Reynolds is just like whatever, and everybody thinks he's so sexy.
Inside and out.
Say what?
Inside and out.
Oh, so you have liked a sexiest man alive before Paul Rudd?
No, I don't agree with him being sexiest man
alive. Ryan Reynolds? Oh.
Generic looking.
Can I talk about this? Talk about, we had kind of had this conversation before where you and I disagreed about Dan Levy and him being good looking, but I've been watching Schitt's Creek again before bed because
I said he was good looking, right?
No. I was watching Schitt's Creek again before bed because I've run out of other, I like to watch a comedy before bed. So I usually watch one or two episodes of something and I'm out of Community. So I'm like, I'll just go back to Schitt's Creek till I find something else. Anyway, I was looking at watching season one and I was like, you know what? Dan Levy is actually really freaking hot.
Okay.
But I remember we had that conversation and you were like, because we were talking about, he was voted something in some magazine about being good looking. And you're like, but he's not good looking.
It's not my cup of tea.
I think he's way more interesting looking than any of the sexiest men alive there's been.
I think he's, oh, who's your, you said that someone's about to replace, who's your boyfriend?
Oh yeah. What did I say? So James Marsden is my number one.
John's boyfriend.
Like, my boyfriend.
He will go gay for James Marsden.
You're not going to leave him, are you?
Yes, I am, I think. Who did I say?
You just said
him?
Someone is your new James Marsden.
God dang.
Oh, from the movie. What did we just watch?
Spencer?
Eternals.
Eternals. Oh, yeah.
You do not get to take Richard Madden from me.
I got Richard Madden now.
No.
So check it out.
My leprechaun.
We're watching Eternals. Which, how come we didn't talk about that?
Because we always talk about movies, man. Whatever.
I liked Eternals. I thought it was well crafted. Anyway, Richard Madden, new boyfriend. Sorry, James. James, I will allow you an attempt to win me back.
Disenchanted's coming out next year. So
there is your opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Summer says Ryan Reynolds is cool and cute, but nope.
Really? I know. All right.
Okay, so we got Showtime. We're paying $10 a month basically for Dexter.
Oh man.
And I kind of didn't regret it because I really liked the first episode.
Yeah, Dexter's back, baby.
But now we have another show on Showtime that hopefully is good. So we'll have two shows to watch on Sunday.
What?
It's called Meet the Yellow Jackets. It starts this Sunday, stars Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis.
Oh, I saw a commercial for that.
The 1996 plane carrying a high school girls soccer team to a championship. It goes down in the mountains. It's the present day. The survivors are at an event who are adults who have never publicly discussed what happened during the many months in the wilderness before they were rescued.
So that's when they turn into cannibals, right?
I don't know. I don't know any story. Did you just ruin something for me in the audience?
I was making a joke based on the plane crash of the people that actually were cannibals. What was that one? They crash landed in the Andes.
I don't know.
You remember stuff? South America? I don't know. But they all started eating the dead.
What else you got?
Oh, have you heard about this? This is completely off the radar for me. You were a Sex and the City fan, right?
Okay, so I'm glad we're talking about this.
Okay.
So I did not watch Sex and the City when it was out. You guys hear me peeing in the cup? You listening because you're peeing. But I did watch it after the fact. And
you watched the movies?
I watched all the shows.
Okay.
I binged them after everybody else had already watched them. I went and saw both movies. I used to do this show called Movie Review Roundtable where I would take me and like three or four of my friends, we'd go see a movie. And afterwards, immediately afterwards, we would sit and just flip the camera on us and do our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And we did a Sex and the City one. So I'm actually really, I'm all about the new one that's coming out.
Okay. Sans Kim Cattrall.
I think that's good because I heard she was really painful to work with. So I don't want to have to think
Kim
about that.
Kim Cattrall.
Who cares?
She was my favorite part.
So basically you're, okay, first of all, she's not your favorite part. Secondly, But okay. So you even have a thing for Kim Cattrall, even hearing after how hard she was on other people.
Maybe.
Yeah. I thought.
Right. Not that hard to be a good person.
Thank you, nerds.
But I do like
all the nerds chiming in.
That I do like that they are like owning their age. You're not trying to be, you know, anything they're not. Because as a 45-year-old woman who's starting to see the old lady parts come in, I like that we're giving roles to older women and letting them still be hot and sexy and all that stuff.
They have a built-in audience. Tons of people like that show. Movie was Alive about the cannibals. Thank you, nerds. Yeah. Our nerds are the best.
Yes, yes. Okay, the movie I'm going to avoid. I know we kind of talked about how Agatha getting her own show.
Yeah, you're stealing all my nerd news.
It's official. Okay. Agatha, House of Darkness.
House of Harkness.
I saw House of Darkness official photo. Did they change it?
It's House of Harkness.
Did they change it? I want to look it up because I literally just saw the photo. That would be great if you're right. You never get to be right.
No. So. Oh, I can put up the card again.
House of Harkness.
Nice. Well, it doesn't matter because my mind on it is I think it's a really stupid idea. I didn't say it.
You
I
didn't.
Stopped
you said
myself.
You did. You sort of huh. Like, what are we gonna eat after this? Fuh. No, it's gonna be great.
She was okay. I really liked WandaVision. But I felt like her character was too over the top in WandaVision as it was. I don't want to watch a whole show about her.
Well, we don't know what kind of style. We have no idea where, you know, Marvel is going to lead us. Marvel, they know what they're doing. Everything's tying together. Like, this is a whole big phase. Speaking of the mouse that owns everything, Disney Plus is coming out with a lot of new shows. House of Harkness is one. Andor Cassian has been set for the summer 2022. That is the Rogue One main character, Andor Cassian. He's getting his own show.
I mean, we talked about all these. They've all been in the works forever.
But now they've been announced.
They're making it official. Yeah. I mean, Disney's smart. You're going to just keep making, they have so much content.
Just for money.
Yeah. They're going to keep us subscribing till we die.
We just saw the Simpsons short.
Simpsons Plusiversary.
It's on Disney Plus. It's hilarious. Very short.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. But they get a lot of cameos from everything Disney owns.
I'm just going to say it was really weird watching somebody like Goofy drink beer.
Gorsh.
I just thought it was weird. I don't know how they got away with it.
Drunk Homer goes, I don't know if you're a dog or a cow, but you're all right.
What else you got?
That's it. That's my nerd news. You got some nerd news, Harley?
No.
I think we should do one more blockbuster.
Oh, fine.
Yes.
One more blockbuster and then we get out of here.
Okay.
Put the nerds out of their misery.
We didn't have technical issues.
Well, show's not over yet.
Yeah, I pull a blue one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Got it on. Here we go. Okay. Oh, God, this is going to be terrible. Do I go first since
yes.
I pulled? Okay. It is movies beginning with W.
W?
W, the George Bush movie.
Dang, I was going to do it. Okay.
I forgot to do that.
Wow. What Women Want?
Push a button. WALL-E.
What Men Want?
Oh, cheap. Is there a World of Warcraft movie? Is there a World War Z?
World of Warcraft.
Now you push it.
Okay.
Was there a World War Warcraft movie? There's so guys, help me. W.
No,
W.
You look. You can't look. What? Yeah!
Harley's one coming out next year.
What?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Or the one that was already Willy out. Wonka. Yeah. David, Willow, what about Bob? Wanted. Patrick Gorman, Waterloo, so Warlick. You know.
Well, Dave, if you're under pressure, it's harder.
Fine.
No licking.
No licking?
We'll talk.
All right. Oh, that doesn't look good.
Yes.
That's very brown.
That's probably dog food.
Great.
Or chocolate.
You're eating dog food. You're eating dog food. You're eating dog food. For those listening to the podcast, I was just tried.
I don't think it's dog food, though. Tell me what it
no!
is.
No! Why in the world would I eat
it
that?
It looks like it's sausage or dirt.
Sausage. That's what it is. Okay. And I don't eat pig, so it's extra gross to me.
Now I'm curious.
Also, great. You missed a big one, and Grandma let you know.
Ooh.
Wonder Woman. I knew there was an obvious W I was forgetting.
It does smell like sausage.
It's so disgusting. I want to throw up. I hope there wasn't an actual pig in there.
I'm pretty good.
I can't get the taste out of my mouth. Well, nerds, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, nerds.
Thank you for trying to help my sorry our butt.
You've already said every other swear word.
Until December.
Next time.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
You've been listening to The Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit nerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donation through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.